Rickleblog, 26 December 2006, my Christmas gift. Sadly, I didn't receive a toilet monster, and even if I had, I think deploying it would have met with some disapproval. No, this is a gift to myself, and it's one of sloth with a frisson of disreputability. Today, instead of laboriously creating an original, meticulously researched, and belletristic blog item, I engage in unabashed theft, toilet humor, premeditated failure to be original. The unabashed theft is this. The photos and idea are from Dave Barry's year-end gift guide. You may have to register to see it all. The toilet humor is unrichardian, yet obvious. And the photographs, which you really have to see rather than listen to this, comprise, in order, a gentleman picking up a toilet seat, a gentleman observing a monster emerging from the gap rendered visible, and a man lying, presumably dead, on the floor of the bathroom. I actually had my own vertical triptych planned for today, but one of the photos experimentally taken with my new Motorola Q was too poor even for this medium. If the subject makes itself available again, I shall post it later. Among the generally excellent ideas in Dave Barry's gift guide was one I found to be of limited utility. Really, who needs a motorized ice cream cone? If you're capable of scooping, you're certainly capable of rotating. Now playing, From Black to Blue, Yola Tango.